I'm standing on the banks of a private wetland in Yamboona that's slowly being filled with water.
It's beautiful. It's got red gums around the fringes of this wetland. We've got rushes coming up on the fringe of the wetland.
Dr. James Fitzsimons is the Director of Conservation with the Nature Conservancy.
We've got birds calling, kookaburras in the background. We've had spoonbills and ducks here earlier today, and lots of woodland birds flitting around enjoying this water.
There's water now, but just a few years ago, landowner Jamie McMaster says the lagoon was bone dry.
Yeah, well, this Yamboona Lagoon has been dry since... we bought the property in 2015 and it was dry for at least 6 or 7 years prior to that.
And why is it important to be flooding the area?
Well, in 2016, in October, we had a natural flood with the Goulburn River flooding. And it was incredible to see the change in biodiversity and the life around this lagoon. A whole lot of life come to action. It was just terrific to see.
Mr. McMaster's lagoon is the first site in Victoria where purposeful flooding is taking place on private land, backed by an investment fund that's tackling water scarcity in the Murray-Darling Basin.
So the Murray-Darling Basin Balanced Water Fund is a unique partnership between the Nature Conservancy, Murray-Darling Wetlands Working Group and Kilter Rural, which are working together to see water traded in the system and water flowing to the environment, but also water flowing to irrigators and other farmers. As part of the trading system, the Murray-Darling Basin Balanced Water Fund, most water is available when it's dry to irrigators and to be basically sold on the open market. But there's also some element of that water trade that gets kept for the environment, and this is part of that smaller amount for the environment.
Dr. Fitzsimons says the 11 hectares of wetland at Yamboona is significant.
This is a really important wetland. This is a wetland of national significance at Yamboona Lagoon, and often these private wetlands don't get the water perhaps that public wetlands do under environmental watering programs that either the federal government or the state government run. So this is private water picking out high priority sites that often don't get water.
And why is the site high priority? Is it because of all those birds you mentioned before?
It's a combination of the birds, the vegetation communities here. There's a number of rare plant species such as the swamp wallaby grass and swamp fireweed and the like. Certainly birds as well, but also the connectivity to the Goulburn River. It adjoins the Lower Goulburn National Park and it's also part of a much larger floodplain system.
Rick Webster is the Senior Environmental Water Manager for the Murray-Darling's Wetland Working Group. He says there's a bit of guesswork involved, so it's important to move carefully with the project.
Initially we've ordered 10 megalitres. It's a bit of a carefully approach at the moment. It's the first time we've watered this site. The lagoon probably holds somewhere, when bone dry, probably 100 to 150 megalitres. We're not starting from bone dry. There's some water still left in the lagoon from the 2016 flood. So it's a bit of a learning-as-we-go approach, particularly as this is the first time we've done watering at this site.
Mr. McMaster says he wants other farmers to know replenishing the wetlands doesn't have to be prioritised over the farm.
The key thing is the farming community needs to see that environmental flow isn't potentially in conflict to farming priorities. I think that's really an important thing. And in this case, it's not. This wetland wasn't useful for agricultural purposes, but it's a good complement to what we're currently doing on our farm, and it provides a great other aspect to living in a rural community that we wouldn't have had without this flooding event. So we're grateful for that. So, you know, we've got cattle and we're growing some hay crops, and in time we'll have some irrigated lucerne crops and things like that. And so there's nothing that the wetland will do into the future that provides a conflict. It's just symbiotic, I suppose. We can all cohabitate here. It's great.